The story that dominated Hacker News overnight is Anthropic's release of Claude Fable 5.1 and Claude Mythos 5.1. Over 1,200 comments, as of this recording, score of 1,279, that's a level of engagement that signals the community isn't just curious, they're actively stress-testing these models in real time. Fable 5.1 appears to be positioned as the reasoning-optimized variant, the one you reach for on complex multi-step tasks, while Mythos 5.1 seems to be leaning into longer context and creative synthesis. The naming convention itself is interesting. Anthropic has been moving toward mythological and literary references rather than the version number soup that most labs default to.
The business angle here is significant. Anthropic has been in an interesting position competitively. They have strong enterprise adoption, particularly in legal, finance, and research workflows where the constitutional AI approach and reduced hallucination rates matter more than raw benchmark performance. With a 5.1 release, they're signaling that the 5.x architecture still has room to run, which is a message both to enterprise customers holding multi-year contracts and to the open source community that's been asking when the capability gap narrows. The HN thread has a lot of practitioners sharing actual benchmark comparisons, and the early read is that Mythos 5.1 inches particular is doing something interesting on long document synthesis that the community is genuinely impressed by.
What I find analytically interesting is the timing. This drops while the path to Astra document from OpenAI is also circulating on HN. That's OpenAI's public roadmap for frontier safeguards and critical capability milestones on their Astra project. So you have two of the most significant AI labs simultaneously publishing both new models and new safety frameworks within the same news cycle. That's not coincidence. The regulatory environment in Brussels and in Washington is pushing labs toward proactive safety disclosure, and releasing a capabilities document alongside a model release is becoming something like a genre of its own.
The OpenAI Path to Astra piece scored 162 with 76 comments, which means it's getting serious technical scrutiny. The key question in those comments seems to be whether the stated safeguards are actually verifiable from the outside, or whether they're commitments that require trusting the lab's internal evaluations. That's a genuinely hard epistemic problem. You can't audit an AI system the way you audit a financial statement.
Which brings us to the EdZitron discussion, because it's directly adjacent to this. Dan Liu published an analysis on danliu.com asking, how accurate have EdZitron's AI skeptic predictions actually been? Score of 738, 811 comments, that's enormous engagement. And it's because this is a real empirical question that the community cares about deeply. Zitron has been one of the most visible critics of AI hype, arguing that the revenue numbers don't justify the valuations, that LLMs are fundamentally limited tools being oversold, and that the AGI is imminent framing is marketing rather than science.
And Dan Liu is a meticulous analyst. He doesn't editorialize, he catalogs. So what the HN community is essentially getting is a systematic review of Zitron's track record with specific predictions mapped to outcomes. From what I've read in the thread, the picture is mixed in a way that's more interesting than either Zitron was right or Zitron was wrong. Some of his predictions about specific product failures have been accurate. Some of his structural arguments about the difficulty of monetizing at scale have held up. But some of his timeline predictions, particularly around enterprise adoption stalling, have not aged well given actual revenue figures from Anthropic, OpenAI, and Microsoft's AI divisions.
The deeper issue the HN thread is wrestling with is what it even means to evaluate a prediction. If Zitron said, the hype is disproportionate to the value, and models have improved substantially, while some hype has also proven correct, is that a vindication or a refutation? This is where the philosophy of forecasting intersects with technology analysis in genuinely messy ways. One commenter made a point I thought was sharp. Even a stopped clock is right about some AI limitations, so the question isn't whether any of the skeptics' claims were accurate, but whether the skeptics' framework gave you better predictions than the alternative frameworks.
The business implication I keep coming back to is that this debate matters for capital allocation. If you're a fund manager or a corporate CTO deciding whether to deepen AI infrastructure investment, the question, "Has the skeptic been right?" is actually a decision-relevant question, not just an internet argument. And the answer appears to be, on the business fundamentals, more optimistic analysts have been closer to correct. On the risk of specific harms and on overselling timelines, the skeptics have contributed useful friction.
That tension between the empirical track record and the role of productive skepticism is something this community has been wrestling with for years, and I don't think it resolves cleanly. What I do think is that Dan Liu's analysis is worth reading in full, and the 800-plus comments are a genuine community deliberation, not just a pylon in either direction.